Intermittent fasting explained. With intermittent fasting, you will participate in a cyclical diet where you will fast for a specific period of time and then eat for a specific period of time. The period of time where you can eat will vary depending on the type of intermittent fasting plan you choose. You need to be aware that there are many types of intermittent fasting. In this training, we will cover some of the more popular ones and also recommend what we consider to be the easiest intermittent fasting plan to follow. We want you to stick with your intermittent fasting plan and not be unhappy and want to give up quickly. Fasting and eating windows. As you now know, with intermittent fasting, you will have a time to fast, which we will call the fasting window, and a time to eat, which we will call the eating window. You need to know what you can and can't do during these windows, especially the fasting window. The rules of the fasting window. When you are in the fasting window time, you cannot consume any food. You can drink water, but that's all. It is very important that you do not consume any calories when you are in the fasting window. The rules of the eating window. You can eat while you are in the eating window. It is important that you consume calories during this time. With intermittent fasting, your diet is a secondary consideration, so you could actually eat whatever you like during the eating window. The secret to success with intermittent fasting. If you really want to succeed with intermittent fasting, then it is essential that you are totally compliant during the fasting windows. This means consuming no calories and only drinking water. The reason that this is so important is that your body will turn to your fat stores as a source of energy. When you are in your fasting window, your stomach will be empty and your body will not have any food that it can use for fuel. It will have no choice but to tap into your stores of fat. This is exactly what you want, as it will burn that unwanted fat away. A lot of people struggle with weight loss because their insulin stores are full and their bodies are able to use the food they consume for fuel. Their bodies never get the chance to tap into their fat stores. Even if the person exercises, they will struggle to see any visible results. Go for a calorie deficiency. Although we said earlier that you could, in theory, eat what you like during your eating windows, we do not recommend this. You will be a lot more likely to achieve the weight loss results that you desire with a combination of intermittent fasting and a calorie-deficient diet. Calorie-deficient just means consuming less calories than are recommended for your body type. When you combine this approach with intermittent fasting, you're going to see visible results a lot faster. This is important to keep you motivated to stick with your intermittent fasting. How intermittent fasting works. With some intermittent fasting plans, you will have an eating window of 8 hours each day and a fasting window of 16 hours. This means that you need to consume calories during the 8-hour window. So, you will consume less calories than you need during the 8-hour window, calorie deficit, and when this is over and you are into the fasting period, your last meal will be digested around 3 to 4 hours into the fasting window. This means that for around 12 hours, your body will have no food to use for fuel, and it will have no choice but to look to your fat stores as a source of energy. It doesn't matter if you are awake or sleeping, your body will always need to burn calories to keep all of the processes going, such as maintenance and repair. It will use your stored fat for this. The concept of intermittent fasting is very simple. There are no requirements for a low-carbohydrate diet, detoxification, a ketogenic diet, and so on. All you need to do to get the best results is be fully compliant during the fasting windows and go for a calorie deficit approach during your eating windows. It is no wonder that intermittent fasting is so popular these days. There are other health benefits associated with intermittent fasting as well that we will look at in the next video. Once you get into the habit of intermittent fasting, you will find that it is easy for you to maintain this lifestyle. Why intermittent fasting is better than other diets. If you choose another type of diet, you are constantly thinking about what you can and cannot eat. When people are used to eating whatever they want, it can be extremely difficult for them to change to a strict diet, and most people do not have the necessary willpower to maintain this for very long. The reason that intermittent fasting works better than other diets is because it requires a lifestyle change and not a complete change of what you eat. You're going to change your eating patterns by introducing an eat and not eat cycle into your life. Your focus changes from what you should eat to when you should eat. Although we recommend a calorie deficit approach to eating, you do not have to do this. This means that you have a lot more freedom during your eating windows than those people that are on a rigid diet. Please understand that intermittent fasting is not an easy ride. At first, you may find it very difficult to fast for a period of time. You will need to be resilient here and keep on going with your intermittent fasting. After a while, it will all become a lot easier. In the next video, we will discuss the benefits of intermittent fasting.